Welcome to the Pilgrim's Odyssey, your guide to life's wild ride. I'm your host, Silwan Green. Every day we share incredible stories and valuable lessons on life and faith. Thanks for tuning in and make sure to share this odyssey with your friends and neighbors so all of us together can let our light shine. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Pilgrim's Odyssey. I'm your host, Silwan, and it is awesome to be with you on this Friday. Get us kicked in to what is hopefully a great weekend. Tell a little story today. Now, all my storytelling isn't just to my kids at night. I also love to use stories and parables in my workshops and at my speaking events. Here's one of my favorite, especially when I'm talking to a group of people who have the need to get focused, which I guess in a lot of ways can be all of us at one time or another, but especially people that feel a little lost, or they wonder why things aren't going the way they want them, and maybe there are people in their lives that aren't on board with what they're doing, and they don't feel supported. You see, there was a group of people in a desert, and it was hard. They had little food, little water. Off in the distance, they saw these mountains, and they knew that that would be the end of the desert, and if they could reach those mountains, everything would be okay. And they all felt unified in that struggle. They helped each other. They picked each other up. They kicked each other in the rear end when they needed to. They all had one common goal, those mountains. Day after day, long hours, many moments that many of them wanted to give up, but they kept going. As hard as it was, as many rough times as they had, it brought them together. Now, what began to happen, unbeknownst to the group, but each individual knew, that the closer they drew to the mountains, different parts of it started catching people's eye. One person saw what looked like a valley. Another person saw what looked like a peak. Another person saw what looked like some more mountains on the other side of those mountains. Some other people saw a spot right before you got to the mountain that looked pretty nice. Now, it was still so far off, all those individual things. They all felt like they were going in the same direction, but they were tired. It was too hard to talk about it. They did what we all tend to do. We keep a lot of these things inside as we entertain whether that's really what we want to do or not. And they just kept going. And as they kept going, those visions began to get a little clearer. That person really did want to go to that valley or that peak or those other mountains or that river they could now see or that nice flat plains right before you got to the mountains that would be good for a garden. But they were tired. They've been going on for a long time. They really didn't talk about it too much. They weren't prepared. And then finally they got close enough that one or two of them to get to where they wanted to go or thought they wanted to go had to leave the group. But they didn't really want to leave the group. They wanted the group to come with them. So they were like, hey, let's go over there. And the group's like, well, what do you mean? I'm going over there. And pretty soon, the person that wants to go to the plane is going, hey, I thought we were going over there. And the person that wants to go to the peak, go, hey, I thought we were going up there. And the person that wants to go to the mountains on the other side of the mountains is going, hey, I thought we were going there. And the person who wanted to be in the plane said, hey, we're almost there. Why don't we just stop there? And they're tired and they're worn out. And because they hadn't talked, because they weren't focused, because they took for granted that they were all traveling together, right at the moment where they're all about to get to where they want to be, they start arguing and fighting, and the next thing you know, everybody's on their own. Man, isn't that life? Isn't that life? You see, one thing that's being exposed with everything going on right now is a lot of people, a lot of families, a lot of individuals, our society, we've all thought we've kind of been going in the same direction. Now, what is that? What's that direction? Well, I like to think of it as like a direction of life, that life is this. You go to school, you get a job, you work hard, you pay your dues, you pay your into your retirement, you retire, your kids do the same thing, repeat. You know, 100 years ago, we had a country motivated with a clear vision. 200 years ago, we're going to settle, we're going to expand, we're going to move west. It was hard. One person might be going to Kentucky and another person might be going to California, but the feeling was the same. I believe sometime after World War II, probably in the early 60s, we had settled the country, we had won that war, everybody had been focused on that, we came home, we focused on building our economy, and then we woke up one day, and for most people, the struggle was over in that type of sense, the life and death sense. People had jobs, they had nice homes, they had schools. I mean, in America, who really goes hungry? If you go hungry, just because you're not taking advantage of help. I know there are people that do, but it's like kids and their parents put them there. But we live in a country where if you just get up and walk out your front door, I mean, good Lord, you're going to be given a cell phone. You're going to be given food. Things are pretty easy. And what is our direction? It's consuming. It's getting a job. It's getting a new iPhone. I mean, I know a lot of you listening are Christians, go to church, but honestly, well, other than on Sunday, what's the difference between the average Christian and everybody else? Nothing. You are doing the same thing Monday through Saturday than the people that sleep in on Sunday. And that's just a fact. And now what's happened? All those things that we took for granted, a job, security, income, businesses, it's all going away. And here's the thing, people, it's going to change. You got small businesses that are never coming back. You got local governments, federal governments that aren't going to have the same tax revenues. You're going to have cities going bankrupt, states going bankrupt. Friends of mine were police officers in Detroit who had their retirements completely taken away or put off for 10 years because the city went bankrupt. All of a sudden, they thought they were going to retire. They weren't close enough to be grandfathered in, and they got told, you got to work 10 more years before you can retire, and all their plans gone. You're going to have companies. Look at the auto companies. They're not selling cars. Look at all the auto worker retirements. What happens to that if no one buys cars? They go out of business. All kinds of promises. All kinds of things that we've been counting on, and we all assumed we were all going in the same direction. If we just kept doing those same things, you would get predictable results. And now all of a sudden, everything is unpredictable. And you can see that where we are is right by those mountains where we thought all every one of us was going to and we took it for granted. And now we're all going, oh, I want to go there. I want to go there. I want to go there. You can see it. People are fighting. I mean, look at the dichotomy. People that won't leave their homes without a mask and people that are like, well, I need a mask for. People that are happy to be staying at home because they're still getting paid, and other people going bankrupt, and every day they stay at home, they're closer to disaster. Whatever direction we're going, there's nothing clear and focused about it. It's chaos, and it's going to get worse. Now, there's a lot of things we can't control. We can't control what the government does. We can't control what our neighbor does, but we can control what we do, and we can try to impact what our families do. In a lot of ways, we are entering a dark forest. How are we going to come out of it? Now, Joseph Campbell wrote a great book, Hero, Thousand Faces, wrote about the hero's journey, the power of myth, inspired Star Wars. I've spoke with him before. Here's something he wrote about entering the dark forest. You enter the forest at the darkest point, where there is no path, where there is a way or a path that is someone else's path. You are not on your own path. If you follow someone else's way, you are not going to realize your potential. Or to put it another way, you ain't going to come out of that dark forest. What I would suggest to you now, stop the noise. Stop the noise. If there's one thing I know right now, all these experts don't know what the heck they're talking about. Okay, we have taken to a problem that is complex, we have painted with the most broad brushes, done the most draconian things, and it's going to have impacts across our society that people aren't even thinking about. We're just spending more money and going in debt. Cut the noise. Cut the noise. Just quit listening. If you're an individual, get with close friends. If you have a family, get with your family. And here's what I want you to do. Where are you going to go? How are you going to get through this? Don't just wait for things to happen. Don't be blown by the wind. Don't just be going along with those other people in the desert hoping you're going to get to the place you want to get to. Really sit down. Everything's changed. And talk about, where do we want to be in a year? Where do I want to be in a year? Where do we want to be in 5 years? Where do we want to be as a family in 5 years? Have a serious conversation about it. Where are we going to go? How are we going to get there? What's going to drive us? What's going to be important? Because if you don't, I promise you, it won't be you making the decision where you end up. And whether you go to church on Sunday morning or not, nothing's going to be much different for you than it is for everybody else because you do the same thing Monday through Saturday. If you want to end up in a different place, if you want your faith and your values to inform where you're going, be intentional. Don't just wander in the desert, which everybody's doing now. It's Friday. You got a weekend coming up. Cut the noise. Allow you and your family to have conversations, not about what's wrong, not about what went wrong, but where are you going to go as a family, as an individual? How are you going to get through the forest together? Be very crystal clear. Be willing to argue. Be willing to have different opinions. Be willing that for one of you to want to go one way and another one want to go another way and to figure out how you work that out. Because if you don't, you just don't address it and you just end up in a difficult spot someday. And then you have to have a conversation that would have been a lot easier to have now about where you're going. And if you're not really sure where to begin, here's a good lesson from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. If you're lost, if you're not sure where to go right now, if you're confused by the news, social media, people in your community, why don't you or you and your family this weekend just ask God to show you where he wants you to go? Just listen. Just listen. Be quiet. Turn off the TV. And then plan. Don't just allow it to happen. Don't allow yourself to be blown by the winds of time. Plan it. Be intentional. That is how you make it out of the dark forest. That is how you find yourself in the light, in the place that you need to be. So until next time, friends, I want you to aim high, spread your wings, and keep your eyes on the things that matter. You can make it out of the desert. You can make it out of the dark forest. Listen, pray, plan together as a family, with your friends. Don't be blown by the wind. Move forward, and you will get there. Till next time, I'm your host, Silouan. Peace. You've been listening to The Pilgrim's Odyssey. Make sure you comment, share, and like this podcast so all of us together can let our light shine. For books, videos, and more content from me, your host, please visit Silouan.com. That is Silouan, Silouan.com. Until your next visit on The Pilgrim's Odyssey, I'm your guide on life's wild ride, Silouan Green.